Hello and welcome to the Sticks and Stokes Cricket Podcast. This week, it's the return of the much maligned English County Championship. Join us as we arm you with all the knowledge you could possibly need about the four-day game. As you'd expect, the crew pull no punches in their assessment of each of the proper counties' strengths and weaknesses and call out their ones to watch this year. There's even time for a quick dive into the Butchers and Bakers League, also known as Division 2, and a discussion over whether an island constitutes a county. So, let's get started. Hello there, chaps.
Right.
How are we doing?
Hello,
this week, we have a slightly bolstered lineup. Stephen Chase, welcome back.
Hello.
Along with stalwart regulars Johnny and Krabby.
Right.
And we are talking about county cricket, the thrilling four-day version of the game. It starts on Thursday, which by the time this podcast is released will be in the past. Two of the leading contenders, Hampshire and Somerset, I'm sure we'll get into that, face off at the Rose Bowl this weekend. And before that, we're going to get into the relegation battle. Well, like everyone goes for the positive version spin. I listened to the county cricket podcast, which was as dull as dishwater earlier, and they reckoned everyone was going to win it. So I feel like our spin is more, we're just more negative than that, aren't we? 10 teams in the format this year. Who do we think are the weakest of teams out there?
Let's go with Gloucestershire.
Gloucestershire. Chaser, make your case why Gloucestershire are not fit for Division 1 county cricket.
I don't really recognise many of their players, I have to say. There are a bit not many international standard players in their tide. They've got James Bracey, a keeper, who is okay. But even last year when they got promoted, they barely scored any runs. Like, only Bracey was in the top 100, I think top 50 players of run scorers in county championship. They've got a couple of bowlers who got a few wickets. I think Higgins got a few wickets last year. But I just don't see where they're going to score any runs. Marcus Harris, overseas player, is a solid signing. You know, they're a side that's got Benny Howe still playing, who is a pretty...
Benny Howe?
But he won't even be playing because he'll be earning a fortune to sit on the bench in India for the first couple of months.
Hey, has he got an IPL contract?
Yeah, he's got an IPL contract, mate, yeah.
So Gloucestershire have signed Marcus Harris, Chris Dent, and obviously Bracey will be back in top of the order. And then I think Ryan Higgins averaged about 20 with the ball and took 50 wickets last year. Nasim Shah, other overseas signing. And they also... they were quite unlucky to not get out of a very strong group with Hampshire and Somerset, I think, last year in the championship. So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we said strong group, but yeah.
how do we think? Another bib one team, though, isn't it?
Yeah, Marcus Harris. What do we think? Good signing.
He's a terrible player. No, awful player. He played last year for another county. He did well though. He did well last season, didn't he? So maybe he's what they need because he's not going to get an international call up. He's not going to be playing any franchise cricket. So it might just play off for them. So we'll see. He might rediscover his form over here and get picked for the next time the Aussies are over for the Ashes. You never know. But no, I'm not too sure about this Gloucestershire squad. I did hear some of the Somerset fans have been saying that they could actually do. Surprise us there, so I'm not too sure they're going to be relegation favourites or down there. They won't lose many players, so they might do better than we think.
That seems to be the trick for signing overseas players. It's like you want good ones, but not too good that they're going to be off, you know, playing international cricket for most of the season. So maybe Marcus Harris fits the bill. Okay, if Gloucestershire, we don't think a relegation for it. Who else do we? Krabby or Johnny?
Well, we probably agree with this, Hilliard, don't we? But Northants, they're going to struggle this year. They've got an uphill task with some of the quality players in the league. So I'm not too sure. So Northants
lost
got
their
any
best
quality.
Player as well in Rossington, haven't they?
Where's he gone?
He's gone to Essex, I think, on loan. But they basically stripped him of the captaincy about a month before the season started, which he wasn't anticipating or very happy about. And he said, "Well, fuck you, I want to leave then." And unsurprisingly, I'm sure there were plenty of people keen to get him. He's gone to Essex.
Maybe it's a financial issue behind the scenes, or there was something going on. It was quite an odd you know, how that would happen just before on the eve of the season starting.
They always struggle for cash up there, I think. It's tiny ground. And yeah, they seem to always lose their best players. They never keep hold of them.
They've signed Lewis McManus as a replacement who's
a Hampshire boy.
He's gone to Sussex, yeah. Mate.
No, they have signed.
No, he's at Northampton.
Thinking of Allsop's gone to Sussex. Ignore that.
He was your best player last season, I thought.
Oh, please.
What, McManus?
Oh, yeah.
He actually did get married to Franny Benali's daughter over the winter, who is unreal.
Saints legend.
Franny Benali's daughter.
Saints legend. Franny
yeah,
Benali.
She does the match day.
Southampton left back. Come on, Kirby.
Southampton left back? From when? How long
From
ago?
A long time ago. A long time ago.
90s.
They've got Will Young overseas, top order batsman from New Zealand, obviously, and their captain, Vasconcelos, how do you say it? Obviously scores a lot of runs, so they're kind of relying on, I think, a couple of batsmen, but you look at some of the other bowling attacks, and you look at Northants with Gareth Bergh and Simon Kerrigan.
How old is Gareth Bergh? Must be rivaling Darren Stevens.
Must be about 40 now.
He is, yeah. Maybe yeah, 41, he's still, actually.
He's still got a few years left in him, though. We know the county championship you can play until you're nearly 50.
It does seem to be going that way. A nice segue, actually. So we've got Northants and perhaps also another guy approaching 50. Darren Stevens' county, Kent, also find themselves in Div 1. Nicely, I see Crawley has actually been released to play, one of the few England players who'll be playing this week in county cricket.
He's the only one who played in the West Indies who's allowed to play. The ECB have said Overton and Leach can't play for Somerset as well. We'll move on to that in a second, but if I was a bowler in county cricket, I'd be delighted that Zach Crawley has been given the nod to play, because I mean, I know we have to bowl to him, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he hasn't set the world light necessarily for Kent even before he was picked. Yeah, Kent, obviously Darren Stevens, one to look out for coming up through the youth ranks. Anyone else in that squad?
Do you not think? I think their team's all right, Kent. You've got Joe Denley, Bell Drummond's Billings. A solid county player. Yeah, they've got Billings. They've got Ollie Robinson, a decent youngster coming through last year. I think they'll be okay, Kent. I think they've got enough. They've got Jackson Bird, Matt Henry. I think they're going to be solid. You know, Podmore's decent as well for a county cricket player. I think they've got enough bowling attack and enough batting that they should be solid.
If it was an 18 division, you'd be thinking they might struggle, but with 10 now, they should be okay. I agree with you there.
I'd be more worried
if I were a Somerset fan.
Ooh, we'll go there. We'll go there. Hang on.
You're not, though, are you? Good job. No one likes you in Somerset. So.
Hold your horses. Worcester and Kent they won it, but they were in Division 3, so they finished in the bottom two of their group last year. Jacksonville, I think, yeah, is there for the first six games. I think that's quite a good signing, isn't it? There's some really strong sides that we'll get to. So, interesting one to watch. There's one other, I did do a bit of research. Tawanda Muwei was the Wisden School's Cricketer of the Year last year. Previous winners include Joss Butler, James Taylor, Bairstow, another Kent lad, Bell Drummond, and Tom Abel, Somerset lad. So, could be one to watch. So, they're on the fence. Anyone else in the mix? I think I will throw in there Yorkshire. I'm not sure where we start with Yorkshire.
Hard to predict, isn't it, with everything that's gone on there over the last 6 months or so. God only knows what sort of condition that dressing room finds itself in. Obviously, on a pure personnel basis, the fact that Gary Balance is not available for the first few weeks is ignoring all of the off-field stuff, which I think we're probably not very well equipped to deal with on this podcast. That's obviously going to be a loss in terms of talented batsmen.
And there's rumours, I think, is it Oliveira, I think, is also potentially being released. I think the rumour is Balance will be released and won't play. I can't imagine he'll play for Yorkshire again.
He's off sick, is he not, at the moment?
He is at the moment,
the official line is he's got mental health issues. I'm not sure he's going to play again. But even without Balance, like, their batting lineup is solid now. I know Root's going to be playing, not barely going to play this year. But Milan is solid. Lythe is solid. You know, Harry Brook is decent. They got the Cola Cadmore as well. So as long as they got no more headlines in newspapers, I think they'll be okay. You know, David Willey's a solid all-rounder. It's probably their bowling lineup that I worry most about, though. can they get enough wickets?
It could galvanise them, you know, everything that's happened.
Yeah, it could go one of two ways, couldn't it? You've got, well, Otis Gibson, new head coach, Darren Goff, new director of cricket. Maybe they'll, yeah, all get behind them, or maybe there's still a bit of fallout from what's happened, and particularly if the likes of Balance or anyone else is being kind of forced out behind the scenes and it creates fractures in the dressing room. It's just hard to know, isn't it?
They're a proud bunch, though. I think they'll bounce back.
No other comments on this, Crabby?
I think, Somerset need a middle order batsman, so I mean, I wouldn't, well, maybe they should actually dip into Gary Balance. I don't know if he's clearly obviously looking for a club then, is he?
We're perhaps speculating beyond it, but he's on leave for mental health issues, but no more's been said about that. They've also haven't made any signings, I think, so far, and I think they are still trying to put in place the whole team behind the scenes. I know that Otis Gibson and Darren Goff have been named, but obviously it's completely new. They fired all of the coaches, all of the staff, so they've had quite a short pre-season, I think, compared to...
I think Kabir Ali's got a job there, hasn't he? I'm sure I saw something about that. And Harmison and Sidebottom did a load of stuff over the winter. I don't know if they stayed or if that was just a temporary thing.
Couple of Goff's old mates. That's good research, Johnny.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Right, let's get on to the important question. Who is going to win it? Will it be...
In all seriousness, I did. When I said Somerset, I wasn't joking. I think they will struggle this year.
100% they'll struggle.
I think they're going to really struggle.
Yeah, we don't seem to sign any bats.
Their captain just gone in. Has just broken his finger as well. Tom Abel's injured. He's just broken his finger.
No, he hasn't.
Today. Sorry, Tom Banton, even not Tom Abel. The other good player that they have.
That is annoying.
he's an even better player.
Let's be fair. I'm not. I like winding Crabby up as much as the next person, but they still have quite a serious bowling attack.
We do, but Siddle and Dalanga we're relying on this year. I mean, Siddle is, what's he, best part of 40? Dalanga was so bad. He was so bad for us last year. It was unbelievable. He just didn't turn up. He played in the 100 and took a bucketload of wickets there. And then he came to county cricket and he lost us a few games. He was absolutely shite. And we feel the need to re-sign him. I just do not understand it. We've got Renshaw joining later on in the season, which is good because we need the opener. He averaged about 50 with the bat last time for us. So that's positive. But yeah,
better opener than Marcus Harris, is he?
Renshaw, far better. He's a great player, Renshaw. He's more of a white ball specialist. But he hasn't always opened in Australia. But we need an opener desperately.
Even with those bowlers you mentioned, I mean, you've still got Gregory Overton to come back. You wouldn't expect him to play much more for England.
Gregory's struggling with his fitness. That's the problem with Gregory. He's not quite... He faded away last summer, started off brilliantly, faded away big time, and he's apparently still only about 80-odd% fit in the warm-up. So he's not all there, and that he'll be a big loss. And we're going to have to rely on Harry Brooks, you know, the chap with the headband from Yorkshire.
Jack Brooks,
absolutely useless. Absolutely useless.
Is he that bad?
What about Josh Davey? He had a good season last year.
Yeah, Josh Davey's season.
Josh Davies injured, so that's not a good sign. He's not playing. He won't play.
A few injuries, by the sound of it, then Somerset.
Yeah, massively. Yeah. So we're going to have to play Brooks at the Rose Bowl tomorrow, and he's not really in the same quality as the Hampshire bowlers, is he? Let's face it.
Well, we'll get on to them when we come into the real title contenders. Okay, and then Tom, who are you calling out, Crabby? Is someone to watch Somerset this year?
Well, two players. Well, a few really. It needs to be a big year for Lammerby. Big year for Banton as well. Banton's been great in pre-season, and I think he might kick on nicely. Also, Lewis Goldsworthy, the Cornish lad, he shows a lot of promise last season, but he still didn't average particularly highly. So he's, there's a lot of potential there. We haven't gone for any domestic signings because we're trusting our youth system. So it's time for the players to step up, and yeah, they'll need to play bloody well this year.
Lammerby will be an interesting one to watch, won't it?
He's going to be class.
Spectacular fail last year.
Terrible last year.
Looking forward to that. And yes, Cornish lad, Goldsworthy as well. Who else should we go to? Should we go to Essex? Talking about, you know, county title contenders. They've been there or thereabouts for most of the last decade, but lost a couple of key players. So Siddle's obviously moved to the West Country. Ryan Tendershatter has retired. Armour's now been called up to South Africa. Alistair Cook's getting old, getting on a bit. It feels like the core of their team is perhaps fading away.
I'm not so sure. I think Essex are my favourites, I think, for the county championship. They got Cook, Wesley, Lawrence, Brown. That's four solid batsmen. Harmer, you know, he might pay a bit for South Africa, but if he's around long enough, he'll be solid. Wheaton as keeper is solid. Porter, and I think they've
he won't play, mate. Rossington will play. Rossington will play ahead of Wheaton.
Yeah,
but that's another batsman who can quite easily average in the 40 plus.
Yeah, so and then their bowling attack's great. Right?
I mean, he's a really good player.
Their bowling attack of Jamie Porter, Sam Cook, and then they're going to have is it Mark Stakiti? Is that how you pronounce it? Stakiti is has got a very good record in domestic Australian cricket. So I think they're just an annoyingly good team. Essex, they don't even have that many players, but they seem to get solid county players who are just not quite good enough to play international cricket and therefore hang around the full season. And so they're always top three, top four, aren't they?
They've signed Matt Critchley as well from Derby. Yeah. And he looks quality, yeah. So that's a really good signing.
Scored 1,000 runs last year, I think, Matt Critchley.
Scored 1,000 runs.
Holds a bit of leg spin.
Yeah. Yeah. Like anybody pitches it.
Yeah. What? Prolific batsman with a, you know, partnership breaking leg spin as well.
What if you say net bowler.
They've got quite a thin squad though, don't they? Yeah, just on paper. Well, let's see. I mean, they obviously have the winning mentality. In
I wouldn't make them favourites. I wouldn't make them favourites like Chaser, but I think they'll be in the mix.
So who are we still have to cover? Hampshire, Warwickshire, and Lancashire.
Hampshire at 8-1.
Surely Warwickshire.
That's worth a bet. Somerset 6-1, bizarrely.
Yeah, I think you've all been quite harsh on Somerset. I know they have never won it, but they were actually really, really good in the first half of the season. I think fell away, their batting particularly fell away last year. But, you know, they won
Hampshire
the group.
Twice. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they won the hardest group and then fell away towards the end of the season. And with a great captain in Tom Abel, actually kind of makes quite a big difference. It's going to be interesting. It's a really hard one to call, isn't it? How about Warwickshire, reigning champions from last year?
Good team.
Hell of a team. Big Dom, apparently, has all winter been working hard with Jack Frost in the nets. He's apparently going to come out a completely new, revitalised player. He's got a few more shots. He's looking more technically sound batsman. He didn't go on the Lions tour. So he's got a point to prove, I think, this year.
Liam Norwell is going to have a big season.
Yeah, they signed Alex Davies, the keeper from Lancashire, although he's suspended for a couple of games for naughty tweets in the past, but he's a good player. And they've also got that Chris Benjamin chap, who's hopefully the next Saffa off the production line for England, potentially, who absolutely tore up trees in the 100 last year, you may recall. Looks a serious player.
Who's that? Sorry, what's his name?
Chris Benjamin.
He's got 100 on debut, I think, didn't he? Their bowling attack, I just want to call this out, because it could be quite scary if they get them all out. You've got Chris Wokes, Ollie Stone, Liam Norwell, and then is Oliver Hannan-Dalby as well, prolific wicket taker. And then is their spinners Danny Briggs, isn't it?
Yeah, Danny Briggs.
I mean, that's quite a fifth in bowling attack, because they won the championship.
And Jake Lintott was a handy spinner as well.
Yeah.
Because they won the championship without scoring 400 runs once last year.
That's it's a hell of a sign, actually. Yeah. Briggs played bloody well last. It's nice to see him actually performing. You know, he's gone to a decent county. Mm. The Welshman. Sorry, he's from Newport on the Isle of Wight. I thought he was Newport in Wales. He's not Welsh.
I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah, I saw your face sort of, you know. But
that is a Hampshire born and bred.
No, Isle of Wight isn't Hampshire, is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
know. It's an island, mate. You can't claim that. Ireland's its own county.
I don't know. They used to
both. So any island is its own county.
Yeah, it's not landlocked, is it?
Crabby? So yes. Lindisfarne is a county, is it?
It's not part of a county, that's what
City
I'm saying.
City Airport, is City Airport a county as well?
Well, this is not big enough, is it? It's got to be bigger than 2 square miles.
It's got to be about the size of the Isle of Wight, is it? Does it?
Just small, it's slightly smaller, yeah, than the Isle of Wight, in that castle county.
How convenient.
So you pinched him from the Isle of Wight.
Okay, should we go to Lancashire next? I think that the big guns here, Hampshire, Lancashire last year was a hell of a game, which Hampshire lost by one wicket and therefore lost the title to Warwickshire in sort of a kind of a weird turn of events just because of when the game was finishing. But for me, they're the two big guns in the league this year. And I will read out just Lancashire's potential 11 includes. You've got Jennings, obviously, top of the order. You know, Phil Salt, I think, has joined them this year. Villas, okay. Bohannon, Balderson, and then an attack of, they've got Livingston and Butler, and then Sack Mahmood, Jimmy Anderson, Bailey, Parkinson, with Hassan Ali as an overseas player. I don't know if he even gets in the side.
It's an embarrassment of riches, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
I think their only problem is going to be losing players to internationals. Anderson, if he gets any wickets, is going straight back in the England team. Liam Livingston can't be far off getting England team. Josh Bohannon was being talked about in Caribbean for the Caribbean tour. If he scores some runs, he'll be straight in as well. And they're obviously going to lose Josh Butler at some point. So, yeah, I think their team looks great on paper. It's going to be how many internationals they lose. Mm. But otherwise, yeah, their starting 11 is unreal.
Don't forget the season starts with 7 championship games in a row when the likes of Livingston and Butler are away for the IPL. Obviously, Anderson's not playing in week one. Saj Mahmood's not playing in week one.
Yeah, shall we talk about, Anderson and Broad, you see, sort of not playing in the first week. They're off playing golf in Scotland last week, according to their Instagram account. Any thoughts on this?
I was going to say, I think they're pretty used to playing a few tests and having a nice long break around Easter period where there's no England games. So this is kind of their normal holiday period. Mm. And it seems that even after they've left the England team, they're still in their holiday period. So I don't know. It's not so bad.
Do you think it suggests that they're coming back?
Could be. It should be.
You hope so. Yeah. I mean, surely with the amount of success they've had for England over the years, they've earned the right to plan their own schedule. You know, they're still obviously centrally contracted. So you'd imagine that England see them at least as potentially part of the picture. We obviously have done to death England's sort of makeup of England's side, but at a minimum, they're going to be in the mix, aren't they?
Yeah, you would think so. And I did read Broad, it was saying, playing 8 championship games in a row is just not the best way to prepare for 4 back-to-back test matches, which I definitely understand. And I think there's a case to be made that in the cold as well, you're more likely to be injured, and perhaps it makes more sense than on paper being rested for the first game of the season, having not played for 4 months, otherwise might do.
Fair enough. For Broad, it doesn't matter. Div 2, who cares? He might as well take the whole year off Red Bull.
It's just such a bad league. That division is horrendous.
Yeah. I'm surprised. He should have tried to get himself a loan deal to the top flight.
Would be nice to see a little bit more of that, a little bit more punishment sort of in relegation, wouldn't it? You know, kind of not seems being completely stripped, yeah. but it meaning a bit more perhaps for the likes of these counties. Final one then, Hampshire. Crabby, give us your take. Are you quite jealous of that?
Well, I mean, you've got 3 Hampshire boys on the. I'm outnumbered here massively, but I think your batting. I think your batting is fragile, but your bowling attack is. You know, you've got 3 of the best bowlers in the league there. So, Keith Barker, there's Safa Abbott, and Pakistani Abbas. So, I mean, those 3 there would get in pretty much any team. So that's what worries me about looking at the Hampshire lineup. But the batting, I think you could fold over pretty easily, like you did last season. But I'm sure Vince will score runs at some point.
Thanks, fairly fair assessment. We did get bowled out for under 200 eight times last year.
Really?
Yeah, including a number of times against Somerset, I think. Johnny?
I think Crabbe's pretty spot on there. I think bowling-wise, when those three are playing, it's a hell of a team. Obviously, Brad Wheel's a good young player as well. I think Ben Brown coming in as a keeper batsman is a massive signing, averaging 40 bats, sort of 5, 6, 7. Spin bowling as well, I think you didn't mention there, but with Dawson and Crane, I think you've got two, by county standards, very, very good spin bowlers there. The big concern is obviously going to be the top of the order. They haven't addressed it. Weatherly and Holland are both all right white ball players. Their red ball records are both poor. I do worry there. Be interesting to see if Tom Prest, who obviously captained the under-19s to the runners-up spot in the World Cup, be interesting to see if he gets much of a game in that middle order with alongside the likes of Vince and Gubbins, which looks quite strong. It's just the top of the order that really worries me.
Will they play Crane, do you think? Early season, will they give him a run? Or will they wait?
I think they will play Felix Organ, potentially. He's actually scored a lot of runs in the warm-up games. He scored 280-odds, and he's sort of an off-spinner
that
is a bit more consistent than Crane. I think Crane will probably only play later in the season.
I imagine. With the greatest respect to Felix Organ, if he plays, he's playing as a batsman. There's no way he's anywhere near that team as a spin bowler, mate. I know he's an old Canfordian like you boys, but
took four for five or something, didn't he? Almost won
a championship. He averages 18 with the ball.
Against what?
He bats 8.
Against Loughborough University or whoever it was.
Against Lancashire.
Let's not get too overexcited. He's on a cold day in March. I wouldn't get too excited.
Well, hopefully the spinners won't have to bowl too much with that pace attack. Chaser?
I'm not so high on Hampshire, actually. I think, obviously, Abbott and Abbas are decent, but they were there last year and they were good, but they weren't tearing it up as maybe, well, certainly Abbott wasn't like he did a few years ago.
They got 90 wickets between them and didn't even play the game.
Yeah, and they came second in the league.
I'm not sure how you can do that,
but
if
Abbott,
that's not
Abbott,
tearing
Abbott,
it up, I'm not sure what is.
I haven't done any research, Chaser.
Abbott got 60 plus wickets a few years ago. So that's, I think he got about 41 last year. So he's 50% worse or 30% worse than what he was a few years ago. But I think I agree with everyone else. I think the batting lineup is poor. I think Ben Brown is an improvement, but I really worry about the openers, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on that middle order. And I don't see them scoring enough runs, simple as that. They're going to rely on bowling teams out and then only having to chase maybe 150, 200. Anything more than that, they're going to really struggle. I think there's a big gap between them, between Hampshire and maybe Essex, Lancashire, probably the two favourites in my eyes.
I think it's worth talking about Surrey as well. On paper, they've got a very good side, you know, with Pope, Amla, the Curran brothers, etc.
Not just that, I think you've got Burns coming back, point to prove, potentially Folks coming back if he doesn't play. The Curran brothers, the two spinners, Verdi and Moriarty. They've signed Chris Jordan. You've got Hashim Amla, averaged 58 last year.
Chris Jordan will be quality, the championship for them. That's a brilliant signing.
It's just, I don't know, he's only played Div 2. He's played Div 2 his whole life, Chris Jordan, and he's not really succeeded at it. So I don't see how he's going to suddenly do really well in Div 1 when he's been playing, you know, the Butchers and the Bakers League for that long. He gets tonked when he plays white ball cricket, and he's the most average red ball player I've ever seen.
I think he's a white ball signing, though. I don't see him playing that much in the four-day game.
Really? Is Tim getting a game?
No.
He's playing red ball cricket for sure.
I don't think he's good enough.
Definitely.
I mean, they have moved a few players on, haven't they? So they moved Plunkett on, Ricky Clark's retired. So maybe there is a space in there. I'm not sure who else. Obviously, they've got the Currens, but I think Dernbach's moved on as well. Has he been released?
They've got some horrible
long
players.
Gone, haven't they?
Ricky Clark, Dernbach, Chris Jordan.
I think every year we look at Surrey's team and think it's going to be really good. And they're every year, they're pretty average.
Yeah, I think so. Like, they're always flattered to see. They've got a new coach, I think. This is Gareth Batty, isn't he, the new coach?
Yeah, he's retired. He's gone straight to the coach, isn't he?
Will be interesting. It'd be really interesting, I think, to see the two spinners, Verdi and Moriarty. Maybe we'll see some more spinning pitches at the Oval.
Yeah, and they've got Noreen as their T20 pair, so I think it's going to be a lot of turn at the Oval this year. See him wheeling out three or four spinners for the T20s.
And then there's a guy called Will Jacks, who's apparently a big hitting batsman and one to watch.
Good player.
Seen him play quite a lot. He's been around for a few seasons now, yeah. But they draw so many games. That's the problem. There's so many ball draws at the Oval because it's just such a dreadful pitch.
Ben Fuchs is going to play a lot more this year as well, isn't he? He ain't going anywhere for England.
You would think so. You would think Fuchs won't play. Fuchs?
Whichever the one that isn't on this podcast. Fuchs, wherever you want, mate. The handsome chap that played wicketkeeper for England in the West Indies.
You would think that, and then it probably with Surrey always depends on England calls, doesn't it? Really, with that, with the Currans, Ollie Pope. I mean, he will score a shit ton of runs in the county championship, almost guaranteed. It's just whether that almost Surrey's sort of early season success could harm them if Burns, Pope, and folks all score lots of runs and performing really well, and Sam Curran. They could end up all in the England fold, particularly, you know, one day and Test cricket.
There's always that Surrey bias, isn't there, with the England selectors? So they always get a game, no matter how crap they are. They'll always get a chance. I mean, look at some of the dross that's played for England over the years: Mika, Dernbach, all that lot. And then you get all the Somerset lads toiling away, taking 60 plus wickets a year, and they'll get one game here and there, and they'll get dropped for no reason.
Because they play for a minor county down in the southwest. It's hard for the selectors to get down there.
That's the thing, they should move to a proper county.
Yeah. One of the most successful counties of all time, consistently performing in the top half of the league.
He's never
Small
won it.
Population.
Never won anything.
Never won it. Right, so we're going to go around, have a prediction for top and bottom, and then also one wish or one thing you're really looking forward to this county season. So I think, Tracy, you'd already given us a shortlist of two, but who is your prediction to win it?
Essex to win it and Gloucestershire to get relegated. I would liking the look of Rob Yates at Warwickshire. The solid last year opening for Warwickshire. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I think if he has a good start to the season, it wouldn't surprise me if he's opening for England. I wouldn't mind actually seeing him and Sibley opening. I think it could be quite good. Rob Yates is probably the player I'm looking out for, I think, this year.
Great. Donny?
I think Northants will probably finish bottom. A few candidates to join them, obviously. At the top, it's really tight, isn't it? I'd give Warwickshire the nod there. And in terms of what I'm looking forward to, with a slightly biased, very biased Hampshire hat on, I'm very much looking forward to seeing Abbott and Abbas opening the bowling in tandem together, because that's about as good as it gets on the county circuit, even if they apparently didn't tear up trees last year, according to Jason.
90 wickets. 100 wickets between them maybe this year. Very good. Crabby?
I am going to go for champions Lancashire with Warwickshire hot on their heels. I think relegation-wise, Northants and probably Gloucestershire down there. And what I'm going to be looking out for this season, I'm going to be looking out for Mickey Arthur, how long he's going to last as Derbyshire coach, because I can't understand how they've got one of the best coaches in the world at Derby, of all places.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's like England would kill for Mickey Arthur, wouldn't we? So, I don't know how long he's going to last.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get Derbyshire into the Premier League. Past Notts.
Premier League.
Div 1, whatever we want to call it.
Well, I tell you what, in Div 2, seeing Pujara playing against Div 2 shitty bowling attacks, seeing when he goes to Leicestershire and Derby and Glamorgan and just takes the piss out of those crappy bowlers, Durham, their bowling attack's shit as well. Seeing how he goes against all those guys, it's going to be men against boys, isn't it?
They're all so overweight in Div 2, their bowling attacks. I mean, that Shrek one for Nottingham, Fletcher, whatever it's called. I mean, look at the state of them.
We should We should share that one on Twitter, actually. That's a fantastic photo of the Nottinghamshire, yeah, the team photo. He's had a hell of a winter.
You can see the hole around his belly button. It's like a football, isn't it? He's so fat. It doesn't help that it's snowing there, so you can see through, you know, the white shirt, so it's pretty see-through.
I'm going to finish it off. I would love to see Hampshire win it, but looking at squads on paper, it's between Lancashire and Warwickshire again for me, and probably Warwickshire to nick it. And that's also because my player to watch is the Birmingham Boomerah, that Manraj Johal, who looked great in the last couple of games and in the final of the trophy that we don't talk about, Heliard. And he could be quite exciting. But
who's he play for?
Warwickshire. If he can get in the side with Wokes and Stone and Norwell and the rest of it. But one to look out for. I think the other thing I just want
to... in the IPL. Wokes gone to the IPL this year. I know he's gone.
Of course he hasn't.
He usually goes, but...
He gets absolutely spanked. Why would he be in the IPL?
He was in the IPL with Delhi Capitals last year, but he hasn't got a contract this year.
They must have watched the 2020 World Cup semi-final when he went for like 40 off two overs.
He did kind of give it away, him and Jordan.
Apparently he's decided not to put himself forward.
Oh, yeah. I want the humiliation. Fuchs, can we also do who we think is going to go up from the gamekeepers and the Bakers League and see who's going to be joining the Div 1 team next year?
Absolutely. You volunteered yourself to go first, Cubby.
I'm going to go for Leicestershire and Derby to go up. Yeah, I want to. I think I'd love to see Notts and Middlesex just, you know, right down the bottom of it. I think that'd be great, and then, you know, we can maybe take Notts test status away from on the ground and make them play with Northampton.
Hang on a minute, your favourite player plays for Notts though.
Oh, yeah, Joe Clark and Alex Hales.
It's quite hard to look past Notts, isn't it? Let's be honest. I think if Watty was here, he would be saying it's a bit of a joke that you know, the team that they didn't win it, did they? But did they win their group this year?
Came,
but obviously,
I think second or third in the end.
Mm.
It was so tight between four teams at the top, wasn't it? Warwickshire, Hants, Lancs, and Notts. I think they're about 4 points off the top.
They just seem like a team who don't care about Red Bull cricket. They only care about the white balls game. I mean, they've got a really strong white ball side, and that's all that seems to matter to them.
Well, it was for a while. I think they went something like they had one win in 2 years or something, or
yeah,
hadn't won a game for a long time, was it, in Red Bull cricket? And then they've obviously had a very good season last year.
Peter Moores' coach as well, ex-England coach. What's going on there?
Good coaches in Div 2, by the sound of it, yeah.
Wow, the best in the world.
And you've got Bats at Surrey. Who's the Essex coach? Have they got a new coach? Not sure about that. Aitis Gibson at Yorkshire as well. You've got some really good coaches floating around the county circuit, actually.
Anthony McGrath's the Essex head coach.
Yeah, Yorkshire guy. I quite like Middlesex for the Div 2. I think their team is solid. Tim Murter, Toby Redding-Jones, Owen Morgan, Sam Robson, Mark Stoneman, they're all going to be solid players.
They've got that left armour, the Pakistani chap.
Oh, yeah, Shaheen, yeah. Shaheen
Afridi is unbelievable. I'd also say Sussex will be up there. They've got Travis Head, Cheswar Pujara. They've also, Ollie Robinson's already there. Stephen Finn has gone to Sussex this year, which is quite rogue. They've also got Mohammed Rizwan has gone as another one of their overseas players. I think they've
That's
got
a
really
great
exciting signing.
Sign.
They are 20-1 to win Div 2.
Wow.
They are the longest odds together with Leicestershire.
What a derby. Oh, so Derby are lower, are they?
Derby are 14-1. And you've got Worcestershire at 8.
Good bet, that.
And then Middlesex, Durham and Morgan are at 5. And then you can get 11-8 on Nottinghamshire. So basically Nottinghamshire's to lose.
Good derby each way.
They have, Sussex have got that 16-year-old as well, haven't they? Dan Ibrahim. He's got a few 50s last. Bowls a bit as well.
Another one. Solid.
Get him in the England team then. Yeah. Can't be any worse. He's got a good 20 years there. We can keep him coming in and out of the team.
Yeah, we can really fuck him around. I'm really looking forward to seeing Big Dom Sibley back in the runs and forcing his way back into the England side, actually. Yes. That's the one thing I'm totally looking forward to. And I think it's, am I right to say that the live streaming thing is going to continue? Because that's been great the last couple of years, actually, that you can just sort of chime in, you know, to an hour of bit of county cricket here or there. Particularly, I was glued to the Hampshire-Lancashire game at the end of the season last year. So that's just a call out to the listener.
It's brilliant going on the YouTube live stream whenever Somerset's playing, because we had Barbara Azam for a couple of seasons. And with that, we've had thousands of Pakistani faithful fans who will continue watching and supporting Somerset. And all the comments are absolutely brilliant. It's great to get involved in. They're a very faithful bunch. It's great to see.
Any you want to particularly share, Krabby, or should we just let people go and find the Somerset stream tomorrow?
Just go on the live stream, be Hampshire, it'll be good. It'll be worth doing. And just start talking about anything, World of Warcraft, whatever you want. People know what you're on about.
At the end of the day, okay, we're at the end of the hour. Thank you. Thanks, folks. Thanks, Chaser, Johnny, Krabby. Really looking forward to the season. Let's check in a month.
See how Derby are getting on. Yeah.
So many wins they've got.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, chaps.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month with plenty of what we've just said will no doubt be made to look pretty silly. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media @Sticks and Stokes on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time, bye for now.